From their bar to yours, Chad and Sarah of the popular YouTube channel It's Bourbon Night bring you their favorite at-home old-fashioned mix with the new Elemental Elixirs Golden Hour Syrup. It's a custom-made syrup with notes of bold black tea, warm spices, and orange zest. All you need is your favorite whiskey and ice. No bitters needed. One bottle makes 16 drinks, so that's only $1 cocktail before you add your own whiskey. They can also be enjoyed in other cocktails or spirits, mocktails, coffee, tea, and anything you can think of. It's crafted locally in Lexington, Kentucky, and you can get your bottle now at whiskeyambitions.com. Welcome, everybody. We're back with another Whiskey Quickie, and today we're looking at Ben Holiday bourbon. This is one that comes out of Missouri, and it's a true Missouri bourbon. So here's a little bit of the background, because it deserves a little bit of the history.
Not a Missouri bourbon made in Indiana?
Exactly. It is a true Missouri bourbon.
Gotcha. I've seen a lot of those state bourbons that are, but anywho, way to go, Ben.
We'll talk more about Ben here. So Holiday Distillery is in Weston, Missouri, and it's considered Missouri's oldest distillery that was founded back in 1856 and has been American-owned for 166 years. Now, of course, it went away at some point, and then this is a revitalization a few years later. But they do say that the limestone springs on the property were first charted by Lewis and Clark in 1804. However, for this is a six-year-old bottled-in-bond, handcrafted, small-batch, real Missouri bourbon. It's aged in seven-story, ironclad rickhouses rarely found outside of Kentucky, and it's made in the original still house that has been now renovated using the original mash bill, using a column still, a doubler, and a two-grain cooker system. So again, 6 years old, bottled to bond, so it's 100 proof. Currently only available in Missouri and Kansas, and has a retail price of $60.
Does it say what town is it in?
Weston, Missouri.
Huh, not familiar with that, but Missouri's the gateway to the West, and yeah.
Yeah, you're right. So I was about to say, you know, pull up an arch or something like that and make your way through there.
Yeah. Well, let's see what this is. Missouri bourbon's all about.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had
a true
Missouri. I don't know.
And you could say a lot of whatever kind of state bourbons, but you're right. They usually say distilled in Indiana on the back of it. But here we go. On with the nose.
It's quite pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
There's some nice fruit. Almost like a... It's cherry, but brighter than that. It's a little brighter. It's like a lemony, limeade cherry thing coming.
I was almost saying it's like a Kool-Aid packet.
Yeah.
It's kind of what you get out of it.
Imitation fruit.
Yeah, something like that. A little bit of sugary.
Manufactured fruit.
And there's a little bit of like a medicinal note on the nose, but...
Yeah, slightly. But not like Tussin
no,
or anything.
Exactly.
No Tussin.
On with the note, or on with the taste here.
There's some grape flavors, that like Kool-Aid packet, Crystal Light packet, kind of on the front end. But then it does kind of go into that medicinal kind of taste where, you know, like cherry, like syrupy, cough syrup kind of.
Right.
Note. So a lot of, you know, grapefruit on it, but it kind of does open up that medicinal.
And you know, they think it has some other good qualities about it. I mean, you get a decent amount of oak influence.
Yeah.
There's definitely those typical... leather, a little bit of nuttiness, I guess you could say, to it as well. That kind of, you would think, like if you had said like, oh, hey, Kenny, this is another Kentucky bourbon, I'd be like, yep, sure is. Like, there's nothing that you would say like, is like completely like off the rails. You'd be like, oh my gosh, like, what are they
thinking?
It's
very solid. It's got some, you know, it's got all the check marks on the wheel. There's, you know, there's a little hint of this ever. There's nothing like, you know, that's one way or the other. It's just kind of dabbling in every little category.
I agree with that. So let's go ahead and we'll rate it. So on the nose, where are you at here?
Thumbs up. I like the nose.
Yep. And the taste?
Thumbs up. I was pleasantly surprised with it.
No. You see real Missouri bourbon, you're like, oh no, what we got going on here? And the finish?
I'm like between sideways and thumbs up. There's that slight like cough syrup note that kind of lingers, but there's still some nice spiciness, some nutmeg, baking spices. But I'll go sideways, three quarters. Sorry, make it confusing. But very well done for my first Missouri bourbon. So good job.
There we go. So that is our review of Ben Holiday's six-year-old bottled-in-bond bourbon. Cheers, everybody. Stay tuned. We'll be back again with another Whiskey Quickie.